From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The government reports today that construction spending dropped 0.4% in May. Okay, that is not a huge drop, but it is the 11th drop in the past year. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, let me take a wild guess. Is this drop maybe something to do with the weak housing market?
Oh, Alex, I do believe it is. The Commerce Department reports that residential construction dropped 1.6% in May. It was the 25th decline out of the past 26 months for home building. And compared to a year ago, home construction's down more than 27%. It makes sense that when there's a backlog of unsold new and existing homes near record levels, the companies are going to build fewer houses, and that's really what's happening. And on top of that, home foreclosures continue to increase, as we keep hearing, and that's putting even more homes, pre-existing homes, on the market. So home builders continue to cut back as opposed to letting those homes sit unsold.
Janet, what about other types of construction? Were they down from May 2?
Yeah, private non-residential construction actually rose a little bit, 0.2% in May. And there were stronger gains there in March and April, too. I spoke to Mark Zandi about this. He's chief economist at Moody'sEconomy.com. And he says commercial construction's been bolstered by a steady stream of hotel and motel building. Despite the economy's problems, Alex, until very recently, we were all still taking those trips and vacations.
Interestingly, travel had held up pretty well until very recently. Some of that was international travel, given the weak dollar, lots of people coming to visit. And also domestic travel had been surprisingly resilient to the economy's problems. Now, that seems to be changing more recently. Travel seems to be coming off.
So that bright spot dimming now, too, according to Mark Zandi there. Now that banks have tightened standards for lending because of all the mortgage defaults in housing, most economists are expecting a slowdown that will spill over to hotel construction and to office building construction, which was also up a tiny bit in May.
Okay, one more segment we got to ask about. What about the construction of public buildings?
Right, government projects. Up a tad in May, 0.4%. Federal spending dropped, but state and local building projects increased to offset that. Mark Zandi says there's a reflection, those numbers, rather, are a reflection of strong budgets for a lot of state and local governments when home sales and the economy were strong a year or two ago. Public construction projects have a long lag time. It takes a while to get a bid of a public job and choose a contractor. So we probably will see a big dip in public construction, but it probably won't happen until 2009 or 2010. You know, many of these municipalities are just now beginning to face serious budget issues that are associated with that housing downdraft, but that is expected to continue in the future.
Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.